There's nothing to escape from here. This not drinking thing, it was a maladaptive coping strategy. It was a coping strategy that we developed that didn't work. And then it worked for a while, and then it didn't work. And then once it's not working, we kept doing it anyway. And we kept doing it knowing it didn't work. And then we get a glimmer of a hope, of a possibility, that if we remove the booze, we might actually feel better about ourselves, about the inside of our head, but also that the situation of shitty things around us may not actually be as shitty when we're sober, A, or B, we can cope with the shitty things around us better when we're sober. Because here's what happens when you're sober. There is a possibility of improvement. And if you're drinking, that's not there. If you are sober, there is a possibility of you evolving and changing and growing and learning and fixing some of those relationships and getting rid of some other relationships. There's a possibility of a healthy and open relationship. There's a possibility of you advancing in your job. There's a possibility of you starting up a catering service out of your kitchen, like I did. There's a possibility. And if you're drinking, those things are not possible, and you don't even know they're possible, and you don't believe they're possible. If you're listening to this now and you are a person who continues to drink, then you know that I'm not lying when I tell you that Wolfie and alcohol shuts down the part of your brain that makes you think hopeful things, that makes you think that things are possible. And those of us who are longer term sober are standing over here waving our arms going, come this way, come this way. Things are better over here. And you're like, I don't really know if they're that much better. And I'm like, are you high? Are you kidding me? Come over here and see. Because you know what? Double your money back if you hate being sober.